Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Firm of Harris and Meringue.
I do have a giant safe.
The opening week of the college football playoff is upon us with Patrick Harris.
Sure is nice to pile on some old pancakes and syrup after a night of beer drinking, isn't it?
And Danny Meringue.
Hell, man. Grandmother's quicker and tougher than you pansies. Of course, she's 6'3", 250. And 4'5", 40.
This is the Firm of Harris and Meringue. First round week of the college football playoff is brought to you by video only on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. Firm of Harrison Meringue. We do this bad boy every single day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. After us will be Duck Insider from 1 to 2, and then it's The Fan Happy Hour from 2 to 3. With Luke Anderson, and then, nope, Seahawks, baby. Holy catfish! Get some Rabel on there, dude. That guy's awesome. We'll be playing the Seahawks-Rams Thursday night football game live from Seattle. I'll tell you what, dude. If it's anything up there like it is outside right now, run the ball. Thank you. I need to put that on my page.
Bit of an S show in the weather wise here. I don't think it's quite as bad up there. Let me pull it up. I know we had the atmospheric river again.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to pour from now until like.
Oh, no, it's a flood watch.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah, things aren't very good.
Yeah, it's a flood watch until 4 p.m. in Seattle.
Oh, wow.
With a wind advisory until 7.
Run the ball.
I saw yesterday the Pacific Northwest was the most disruptive weather in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Constantly.
I guess last night's night was pretty rough. Mm. Me, I sit up in a castle, so I didn't have to worry about anything.
I was driving home this morning, 6 o'clock this morning, and buddy. It was not a fun drive.
Old preschool had to go to a field trip with our middle girl down in Foster Powell.
Okay.
So she went across the Glen Jackson Bridge today in pouring rain.
Oh, yeah.
That is not a fun place to be.
Yep.
When weather is bad in this town, 205 Glen Jackson is a really scary place.
Yeah.
It's really high up.
And it's open.
It's open. And
there's no protection.
See it.
Yeah.
Like when you go through the I-5 bridge, or even if you go under the lower deck of the 405, you feel like you're like, in a safe zone, even though, I mean, you could totally go through that guardrail and go into the Willamette, but you feel like you're a little comfortable. That place, it's like you could slide across four lanes, hit a car, and then flip over the thing, and you're on Vancouver Island.
And not just that, there's not protection.
Island. I mean, Government Island.
There you go.
Sorry.
There's no protection from the elements. There's no wind barrier. So everything just comes, it's the river.
Yep.
So it's just swirling and ripping through there.
We'll have 10 toes down coming up here in about 10 minutes. Get those in, 503-864-6326, plus the YouTube chats as well. Thank you for joining us today. We're happy to have you. The Blazers take on the Kings tonight. I got asked the question, I believe Jeffrey Rust asked me the question, do the Blazers deserve to be 8.5-point favorites in this game? And my retort is that spread has nothing to do with the Blazers. It has everything to do with the dumpster fire in Sacramento.
I think you're definitely onto something there. That team just doesn't make any sense, and we knew that coming into the season of what they were going to be.
How's Doug Christie the coach there?
Vibes.
Didn't they have a coach of the year there in the first place?
I mean, Sacramento right now has...
Light the beam.
They have the second lowest point differential in the NBA. Only the Wizards are worse. The Wizards are at minus 13.9. The Kings are at minus 11.5.
Who is the best player on the Kings?
DeRozan.
See what I mean?
Well,
see?
Depends
see?
On which... Yeah.
Who's the best player on that team?
Sabonis is good, but fit is awkward. He's an undersized center, and defensively he's limited. He's a great passer, great rebounder.
LaVine is good.
LaVine's a good scorer.
Doesn't have a great shot, but can score.
He can shoot. Yeah. DeRozan's less of the shooter, but like DeRozan's a guy that I trust more. I mean, if you want to go outside the box and say like going forward, it's Keon Ellis.
Well, yeah. And
but, and Keegan Murray, but yeah, you're hoping. But yeah, man, beyond that, it's tough.
And that's y'all. Always a wild thing, because when I look at the Blazers, who's the best player on the Blazers?
Denny.
Well, that's Denny Avdija. That's easy. I mean, in theory, the best player on the Blazers is Damian Lillard.
But yes, kind of what you're saying. It's very
or
easy.
Or Duop Reeve.
Let's see. The most used lineup by the Kings is Dennis Schroeder, Russell Westbrook, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, DeMontis Sabonis. God, that's disgusting. That's gross.
I agree.
Good God, that's gross.
And that's kind of why, like, obviously I'm going to watch the game tonight. I'm just teasing.
That lineup has a negative 17.2 differential. It's in the sixth percentile.
Yeah. And that's
the only thing they do well is not turn the ball over. They have a seventh percentile effective field goal percentage, ninth percentile points per possession, 21st percentile points allowed per possession. They don't turn teams over. They're in the 10th percentile. So they don't force turnovers. Good gravy. They're bad.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I'll have the game on tonight on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I won't dual screen or have it on the screen because I'm really stoked about Thursday night football tonight. Mm-hmm. But boy, would I need a reason to watch this game. If I were a casual Blazer fan.
Okay.
And it's nothing against Blazers. I mean, what's the health report tonight? Business as usual, no Drew.
Yeah,
Drew's no Scoot.
Let me see if there's any other updates. I don't think it comes out for another hour.
Anybody got mud butt right now?
I mean, it's been going through the locker room. Let's
it
see.
Always does, dude. It goes through my house when it does. Why wouldn't it go through that?
So, as of yesterday, the list was Javonte Koku's on G League assignment, but Scoot's obviously out, Drew's out, Dame's out, T's out, Blake out. So
okay,
I don't see any of the other bigs.
So welcome to full strength Trailblazers.
Well, with guys that aren't on shelf.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Full strength tonight, baby.
So Donovan again, basically playing two games over the span of what 8 or 9 days. They got the big break. Donovan's able to get healthy. Rob's able to get healthy. Jeremy's was. Fighting being sick. Chris was fighting being sick. I mean, the guys have been, it's not just injuries. It's that time of year, the locker room and the germ tube that is the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's guys on the team that have kids and those guys bring little germ factories into there. And it's one of those things that it permeates every locker room.
There is a good chance that Donovan Klingon, Time Lord, and Denny Avdija will have a field day on Sabonis tonight.
Oh, not just that. They just don't have any defense or rim protection. Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis are the only guys you can rely on to play
defense.
If we
come in tomorrow and Donovan Klingon is like 20-14-4.
Not going to be a surprise.
I'm gonna flex my muscles here.
I'd be more surprised than the 20, but you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this should be why this game matters in a sense is this is a game the Blazers should and need to win.
Really, really do.
So this is their schedule coming up. They have the Kings back to back. It's a home and home. They're here against Sacramento. They give a day off and they fly down to Sacramento for one game. And they come home for what is it? A five? One, two, three, four, five.
There's a peacock in there. I know.
There's a 5-game homestand.
Didn't they just say that Peacocks are going to 7:30 though?
They're
going to
bump them back.
Yeah,
yes,
good.
Because all of us were like,
everybody
complete
like,
and utter nightmare fuel. What
y'all
are you doing?
Idiots.
And they were only doing it to cater to the East Coast. And it was like, yeah, knock it off. But after that, they have the Kings twice. Then they have the Pistons and Magic, which those should both be difficult games, but you're at home. I would imagine you're trying to at least get one of those, get the Magic game. Then they've got the Clippers, Celtics, and Mavericks. So the Clippers have been complete and utter dog water. Celtics have been much better. Did you see the latest that Jason Tatum says he's going to come back?
Be careful, buddy.
I mentioned this probably.
Be careful.
Was it a month ago that I brought that up when I was talking to Dame?
Yeah. I think we talked about it. And Dame was just absolutely not.
Do not do it, dude.
I mean, Dame's got 10, 12 years on Jason Tatum, but still.
But even then.
I just wouldn't.
No. And that's the prevailing sentiment to every player that
unless your Achilles is actually like Seth Rollins' Achilles, which wasn't really Achilles, I'm not rushing that back. Shout out Seth Rollins.
It's just don't do it. But the Celtics have been playing pretty well. Jaylen Brown's been great. Derek White's been able to find a shot. Anthony and Pritchard are scoring. As they can, they're both great shooters, so that they've got that little bit of balance, but they still don't make a ton of sense, but obviously without Tatum. But then you have the Mavericks, and the Mavericks are not a good team. But then you have closing out the year against the Thunder on the road on New Year's, and then on that road trip, you play the Pelicans and Spurs, come back to start the year with another four game homestand where it's Jazz, Rockets twice, and Knicks. So, if you're going to try to scratch and claw and get your way back to 500, you need to beat the Kings. You need to knock off the Clippers. You need to knock off the Mavericks. You need to not drop a game to the Pelicans. And you probably need to steal a game in there and beat the Jazz before you go Rockets twice, Knicks, Warriors, Hawks, Lakers, and then Kings again. That's the next month.
Well, Blazers are 500 against the old Thunder. Why don't we just steal one from them?
Well, 2-1.
2-1, excuse me. Why don't you steal one from them?
Yeah, I mean, get one more. That's the thing. If you're going to get back
hit
to 500.
Hit them where it hurts.
Well, if they're going to get back to 500, the thing they have to do is they do have to steal a couple games. You have to. Look. They
can't be losing to the Pelicans. I know that game was weird and missing dudes, but like you just can't lose that game.
But also, the Pistons and Magic, those are both teams they should have beaten.
Truth.
You know, it's a game-winning shot from Desmond Bane, and you couldn't close out against the Pistons. Those are both games you should win.
Boy, that team and this team right now feel like really far away, don't they? They really do.
Yeah.
Just a complete different cast and different vibes to it. I caught a little bit of Zach Lowe's podcast yesterday, and he was very frustrated with the Blazers because he was like really stoked about it.
Well, yeah.
And now he's just like, I don't know how to watch. Like they're hurt, and Shaden drives me crazy every night. And you know, he was very high on Jrue Holiday.
Well, like, before Jrue went down, it was massive.
Yeah.
He was playing incredible.
And I think anybody that watches hoops is high on Jrue Holiday, no matter what team he's on.
So, I mean, people keep texting and either asking on YouTube or asking on Twitter. Look, I've said Christmas for Jrue. That's where I'm at. When the calf went, I'm like, he's out a month.
That's a week.
So.
That's a week.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
A man can hope, Kenny.
That's what? Between now and then, they have 1, 2, 3, 4 games. So, day after Christmas, they play the Clippers. Hopefully, Jrue's back then, but I'll be in the building tonight so I can get a little more of an update.
Yeah, see if he's kind of ramping up a little bit. So. See if he can sneak in what kind of work he's doing right now.
I'll just go talk to him.
Yeah. I want you to report back on that tomorrow.
Jrue's pretty forthcoming with stuff.
Yeah. So. Let me know if he's doing workout or if this is like a scoot thing where he's like not back till basketball activity till then, which means still time to ramp up. I'd be curious. So we'll circle around back on that. Maybe we'll have a larger, broader conversation on the Blazers tomorrow. When we come back, 10 toes down. It's 12:15. It's a Thursday. That means it's time for that. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326. Christmas is almost up. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, if you need some help, Boxing Day. If you need some help on any of that, we got you. Sports, you worried about your Duckies? Are you an A&M fan out there that's pooping yourself because Miami might win this game? 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. We'll do that next. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's no fence sitting here.
Sooner or later, man's gonna pick sides.
This is 10 Toes Down, where the firm picks a side and is all in.
They know where I'm at, 10 Toes Down.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
Yeah, you heard that sexy big voice there. This is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday around this time. Can't sit on a fence. You can't be all wishy-washy. You got to put 10 toes down that you believe unequivocally the answer to the questions that you out there, you listeners, send to us, whether it's via the fan text line at 503-864-6326 or if it's the YouTube chats over there, youtube.com/1051thefan. We started the show talking about, you know, realizing it's okay to be bald, which leads us to this question. Would you rather have a terrible toupee or a Gene Cady comb over? Because I will tell you what, I just finished watching all three Godfather movies, and some of the guys, the heads of the five families, they will not let go of the, like, stringy little thing that either goes from side to side or front to back. Look, I get it. I had amazing hair. And she gone. And I miss it dearly. Sometimes I have lucid dreams where I realize I have that hair and I get in the shower because I want to get it wet and flop it around everywhere. And I can't always do that.
They got me all wet.
This isn't even hard for me. Comb over.
Oh, really? I'll take the toupee.
We saw that guy at the airport.
Well, I'm going to get a better toupee.
No.
If it's that guy at the airport,
that's what I mean.
Comb over, baby.
No.
The question was bad toupee.
Yes.
Or comb over.
Technically, terrible toupee.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Excuse me.
You got a live fox skin on your head. If you're telling me that the rug is that bad, Look, I don't want to besmirch that guy in the airport. The thing on top of his head was a totally different color from the rest of his hair. You remember? It was red. It looked like a fox fur. His hair on the sides was black.
It was kind of a cool auburny.
Yeah, it was
hair color.
It was, yeah, it was there.
Like a red panda.
Yes, that's what I mean. It was like fox
stands up on his legs.
Oh yeah,
seen a red panda? He's like,
like it's not often that you see like a rug that bad out in the wild anymore, which is why I turned into a 14-year-old kid and I was like, dude. Dude,
and
I said rug like five times. You're like, what? I was like, over there, next to the pole, rug.
Meanwhile, I have to tell you not to quit acting like a child. If you point at him too much, he's going to see you, Daniel.
I don't know. Judging by his age, he wasn't going to hear anything.
I also don't think he had any idea what was going on.
I mean,
or could he see anything? Because clearly he can't see into the mirror.
The color matching, not happening there. Give me the Gene Cady.
Now, if it's just a toupee, I think I would rather rock the toupee.
Oh, look, if we're doing like a match,
yeah,
we're spending the money.
Like is Al Michaels terrible?
It ain't great.
It ain't great, but it's not terrible.
It's better than Marv's.
Better than Marv. Well, Marv's is this like mafioso looking thing.
Like jet black.
It's still jet black, like, yeah.
No, let it go,
dog. It's been the same color his entire life.
Well, the thing with Al Michaels is like, you had the hair further back, dog. We know. We either do the plugs or let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've already saw you when it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So just plug it, look, you want to go full Urlacher? Fine. But don't give me the tube afterwards.
Yeah, that's the truth. There's a, we have a client for the station that Jason Sukanik pushes all the time. You got to go that route. Honestly, of all three of them, go that route.
If you're going to do something, plug it.
Yeah. And maybe not plug it, but it's like your real hair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, go to Turkey, man.
I do wonder what would have happened if I would have started that as I was thinning. Because now I think it's too late. Now I think I'm too late.
No, Urlacher did it. He was bald.
But is this real or is this a toupee?
No, this is real. He's got a billboard in Chicago, like, advertising it.
Hmm. I also just, the biggest thing that scares me about all of it is, like, you guys know I'm bald.
And?
Well, won't I get flack for the rest of my life?
No, you'll get your balls busted for a week, maybe two. Other than that, you're fine.
Really?
Yeah.
What if my hair came back super curly and I grew it out long?
Cool. I bet you Sue could be jealous.
Well,
Sue gave me crap when I cut my hair.
Well, he's got the money to do it. I don't know if I have the money to do it.
I can just picture Patrick rolling in here looking like Howard Stern.
Well, it's not that bad. And it grows out. It doesn't go down. It grows out. Like,
have you seen his hair lately?
Honestly, my hair kind of looks like Dante Moore.
Grows out, not down, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Out, up. Yeah. Out and up, not down and stringy. This ain't like Weird Al. I missed the joke.
Yeah. It grows out, not down.
Hmm.
Well, a lot of things grow out, not down.
That's my point.
There we go. Now I see. Have I ever told you guys that if I have the money, I want to laser remove my entire head?
Look, if you're going to let it go, if you're going to go the other way,
I will shave my face. Yeah. I don't want to lose my facial hair because I will shave that. But if I could from never once ever for the rest of my life touch my head, that'd be amazing.
The lifelong nair?
Oh.
Never have to deal with it again?
Be amazing.
Isn't that what Bezos did?
Did he? I mean, there's like two people on this planet that have more money than him, and one is named God.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I thought I read that he did.
Maybe. I'm sure you can do it.
No, God, yes.
I'm sure you can do it. I wonder if it scars you at all, though.
Yeah.
Because he does have that, like, Stephen Miller alien look to him.
Well, he also got super jacked, too.
Nah, I think I would, too, dude, if I made, like, $1 billion last hour.
Yeah, right? Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, if I had nothing to do, if I was rich as F and never had anything to do, like...
Well, I mean, he does have stuff to do, but he can also dictate everything.
Yeah, I mean, I would be jacked, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would, like, make somebody pick me up and take me to the gym.
There you go.
I mean, smoke a heater on the way, but then we'll get to the gym.
It's the simple things in life.
At the end of the day, I'm happy being a ball
man. You have to save our other one for the next segment.
I will. All right, let's do that. We'll take a break right now real quick because we're gonna need... Well, no, we'll do something real quick. Here's one that came in kind of recently. Do you think Dante Moore will go to the draft?
Yes.
And I say no.
All signs seem to point to it being yes.
And I'm with
you. Shaking the magic eight ball. I think he's reading the tea leaves of what the next class could be, and that unless he, like, performs. I know we said that about this class, too, but this class also I wasn't excited about to begin with. Looking at next year's class, it has the potential to be better, a lot better than this class. And I'm not saying that he's bad. He's not my Huckleberry.
Yeah.
I don't want my Raiders to draft him, but I think he has potential.
And I don't think he will because I think he sees what Oregon could be next year. To your point, the quarterback class might be a little tougher to go to the NFL, but Oregon could be something very, very serious next year.
Yeah, but the flip side of that is the team success stuff does not always point to NFL success NFL draft spot.
Oh, completely understood. And if he
has a chance to be a top three pick.
Understood, but maybe I'd rather be a number 12 overall. Do you want to go to the Jets or the Raiders or the Browns? I don't.
This whole idea of like
I don't.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that team. You're very likely going to go to a bad team.
So why don't you have a deep class and be Bo Nix and go to Denver?
Because you could just as easily go to the Steelers.
That'd be great. I would love that.
Because there's been one quarterback in the last 50 years.
I would love that.
I wouldn't.
Better than going to the Jets.
Sure.
No offense, but maybe offense, but better than the Raiders.
But the whole, I know it is. I mean, they're not good, but this whole idea of like, yeah, you could end up, you know, getting drafted in the second, like third round, whatever it is. And like, oh, but you know, he went to a better spot. But yeah, if you don't ever get a chance to get on the field, you have more opportunity. You have more chances.
All right. We got more 10 toes down to get to. We'll do a double seggy here. So we'll get to some of those next. Last call for them. Maybe we'll get to them, but we got kind of a doozy here that we'll have to get into. So we'll do that next on the firm. But now we'll toss it to the Big Kahuna with sports.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is 10 Toes Down, as we do it every Thursday around 12:15. Double segment today from you fine listeners out there in Portland Sports Radio land and adjacent places as well. Shout out to my hometown of Vancouver, Washington. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line if you want to try and jump in. We might fit you in, but I don't know if this was meant as a 10 toes down, but we were kind of laughing about the Tom Brokaws and Peter Jennings of the world and who those win in a fight. This came across the fan text line. If you guys had an Anchorman-style fight with other Portland media teams, how does the fan team fare? Now, before we get into the lead, and I will bury the lead at first, I would like to acknowledge that on the surface, we are in a bad spot because of yours truly.
Mm.
I am a liability in this. I am Brick. Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. I am Brick in this.
Yeah, but Brick killed a guy with a trident.
That is true. I might get lucky by throwing the trident mm-hmm. across the room and it end up
probably lay low for a while.
Jabbing into somebody's chest. But mm-hmm. I am not the dude that's like ready to rumble here.
Yeah, I know, but I think I'm certainly putting myself in another category here.
Well, you'll just go serial killer insane.
Well, there's two of us.
Well, and the other one that we have not spoken of is, and no offense to my wonderful co-host Danny Morang here, I will take Jason Sukanik mm-hmm. in like a 1-on-5 fight yep. of any group of media members in this town.
Yeah, and that's you have the two largest probably dudes in media in this city between me and him.
There's nobody else bigger than you. You're not that big, Danny.
240 pounds.
But Sukanik's like 6'3".
I'm talking like mass.
Oh. Well, I mean, like, I'm fat. Does that count as mass?
I'm also 5 inches taller than you.
Is it really 5 inches?
How tall are you?
5'6". Almost 5'7".
I'm 5'10" plus, so.
I was like, I'd be worried about mass because, yeah. like, I'm a fatty over here. Well, I know, but I got mass.
Well, I mean, let's just, all the other radio stations in town have a show, and they're, nobody there is that big. And then going around the TV rooms, I know everybody who works in those.
I think the real fun thing.
K2's got Dave Selesky, who's 6'8".
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy. Love Big Dave.
Super nice, though.
I mean, him and Steve Dunn, both bigger dudes.
I think I want to know.
Both are a little older.
I think a fun question would be, like, who could get some chops in between, like, myself, Dirt, and Luke?
Because
I feel like the three of us are similar-ish, different body types.
Sure.
But, like, similar-ish, not very tall, not like yoke dudes. Mm. I'm the most timid of the three of them, probably. Because you see, like, just Dirt get the red in his eyes.
Sprague's the wild card.
Yeah.
Sprague's got the Park Rose in him.
I like to think Rop just, like, pulls out a shoddy and just, you know, the Harrison Ford. Remember Indiana Jones?
The Kansas of it
the,
all?
The guy's got the swords and he's, like, and whipping them around.
He just grabs the revolver.
Just pulls it out and blows him away. Yeah. That's how I like to think of my Isaac Rop.
Our team is mopping the floor with the rest of the city.
Yeah. I mean, like, what about, like, Calabro and Herd and any of the backroom guys?
Love Casey. Casey's older.
Casey might have that old man strength, though.
Look, he has.
He feels like a dude that didn't get messed around with.
Casey's got some big hands, too. He's got big old paws.
Okay.
I always get the handshake from Casey whenever we see each other. And he's got some big old mitts on him. I bet you back in the day, Casey could hang.
True.
Especially Lamar. Lamar was a free. If you ever want to go down a rabbit hole, go down. I think it's the 2013. Might have been a little bit earlier. Dunk contest. For the old Rip City SummerSlam event, the 3-on-3 tournaments, there's videos of Lamar 360 dunking. Lamar had like a 44 or 45 inch vert in college.
What about the old Learfield Oregon Ducks squad? Old Jerry, Jorgie, Joey Mack, and I guess we'd have to throw Dusty Hera into that.
I mean, if Dusty wants to lose, he can hop on that train.
Dusty might be the he might be the man in charge of that crew.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and gas myself up, but of looking around.
Oh, I think you already gassed yourself up plenty.
I'm just going to say, looking around the media, how many other guys are actually like have put hands on people?
Not me. I once hit a guy in college.
I know Suk and I have put hands on people.
Yeah. I once hit a guy in college.
But you know what I mean?
But I knew it was going to break up.
But, you know, the whole idea of like, you know, you find out who you are. Like, I've always been a big proponent of wrestling and boxing for sports for men because it sorts you out. And not in like the toxic sense. You understand what it is.
Rusty, do you think we could be the, you seen the meme of the two girls fighting and there's the dude in the background smoking the bong? I want to be that guy in the fight.
Sounds about right.
Actually, I want Dusty Hera to be that guy in the fight. if it's like us against, you know, Ducks media,
mm.
That would be fun. Well, YouTube, that would be fun.
YouTube's not doing you great right now. Wouldn't want Harris Rust or Dirt backing me up in a fight. Patrick or Dirt has to ride on the other one's shoulders so they can actually stand eye to eye with someone else. I bet lowercase is good in a back alley fight.
Oh, I'll take lowercase. I'll bet you a new kid, Mormon Brandon. I'll bet you that guy can fight somebody.
I bet you can.
I bet you he can. He looks like he lifts.
He's good shape.
Not that lifting corresponds with hitting, but
you know,
he's bigger than I am.
Look, Ortner always said he would take on Suk, and Suk gave an open invitation to go roll with him on the mat.
That was the dumbest thing you could have ever said.
Yeah. No, it's different, man. But like, if we are the odds-on favorite in this city.
Have to be.
Odds, like, we minus 1,500.
Even if you, like, went down in the first quarter, like, I got Jason Sukanik.
Yeah, yeah, no.
The man has lost, since I've known him, I've known him for 10 years now, the man has lost a considerable amount of weight.
Oh, yeah.
He is a lot thinner than he used to be, and he is 10 times scarier. 10 times scarier. Of, like, meet him on the street, now he's a wonderful dude. Yeah. I love chatting with him, hanging out with him, working with him. He's great and a very loving, fun guy. But if you don't know him, that's a scary looking man.
Oh, dude, you kidding me? You see him and you're just like, that guy, all the Nordic tattoos, big beard, big dude. Yeah, no, there's 0% chance.
Dusty in the background with a mirror? Hey-o, hey-o.
One thing's for sure, we definitely have to go live.
Oh, we'd have to go live.
Go film.
We'll do it live.
Just go film.
Real quick, even if it's just a small, immediate family situation, Christmas dinner has to be traditional type food. Like a ham or a standing rib roast.
Ours is prime rib.
Yes.
That's ours. So we do that every year. Occasionally a ham will sneak in there too if we've got a big group. But prime rib is the Christmas meat of choice. I know some people who do duck.
Yes, I have
duck,
been in a family.
Duck and lamb, both severely underrated. Love them both.
I have done a lot of duck on Christmas in my life.
And not at the Chinese restaurants.
I have done plenty of traditional Christmas food on Christmas. However, I will 10 toes down that you can make whatever the hell you want.
Look,
this listener points out, do you want a taco bar, brother? Get it.
Look,
get it.
I am a proponent of the Chinese dinner.
The Jewish Christmas dinner?
I am 100% in on it. Like, if you want to order Chinese takeout and that is your Christmas deal, I have zero issues with that.
Yeah.
I bet you Christmas is one of the busiest days of the year for most Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it doesn't matter what faith you have. Like, people get down with Chinese. You know what some people don't want to do on Christmas? Cook.
Yeah.
And where can you get to-go food?
At most Asian restaurants. My mother once cooked a goose for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And when she reached in the oven to pull it out, my mother didn't cook a whole lot. Mm-hmm. My father was predominantly the cook in my house. She reached in the oven and pulled out the pan. Bare hands.
Oh.
And she yelled, "Oh, my God, the goose is hot," and dropped it. And we spent the night in the ER and then ate Chinese food. Oh, yeah, the skin's like ripping off her hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that the other day with a sheet pan of roasted carrots and potatoes. I had blisters on multiple fingers because I'm a dummy.
Oh, man, this guy's uncle wants to turn every holiday into a fish fry? Hell yeah, brother.
See, now that one I'm pushing against.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I don't like the smell of fish fries.
All right, when we get back, we'll do closing arguments and send you on your way. A happy edition of 10 Toes Down here on the Firm of Harris and Marang.
The Firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. I'm loving hearing what people make on Christmas Eve in tradition. I saw some enchiladas. That reminded me when I was a kid, we used to do Totino's pizzas.
The only thing I'm not against so far is a fish fry.
Why? You don't like fish and chips?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, I love a good fish and chip.
It's the smell.
Oh, it doesn't smell bad to me.
Smell.
Well, all I smell is oil and breading. Tartar sauce.
Yeah, see, I don't like tartar sauce.
Dude, you know what's hilarious is I hate mayonnaise and I hate pickles. Tartar sauce, elite.
I'm not a tartar sauce guy.
It's pretty wild. Pretty wild. Yeah, it's coming up.
I mean, we were just in Baltimore. How many times did I say, I'm like, ah, I'm good.
Yeah, you're not a seafood guy.
I'm not a seafood guy.
You're not a seafood. I thought whitefish would be at least somewhere. Somewhere there.
Well, I can do some whitefish if yeah. If you throw it in a taco. I'll do some tilapia. I'll do some cod, fish, good fish taco.
Do you like salmon?
Yes.
See, that's funny because I don't care for salmon.
See, that salmon's like the one seafood that I do get down
with.
It
is a very distinct flavor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here in closing arguments, some last things to settle up with. Greg Biffle passed away today, as wild as that is. Vancouver's own. The NASCAR driver is a licensed pilot. Crashed in North Carolina, and
to
it
make it worse, his wife and kids were on board.
Sounds like his entire family was on board.
Yeah. That's tough.
That's a rough situation.
Yeah, you know, I went to school for professional aeronautics. Random little fact here. Grand Forks, North Dakota, 8th busiest airspace in the world. Because you have the University of North Dakota, which is one of the top aeronautical schools in the world, alongside mm-hmm. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. But you also have Grand Forks Air Force Base and Grand Forks Airport. So you have all of these people are going to school, and what are they flying? Little single-engine Cessnas, Piper Cubs, stuff like that. Those little planes, man, they can be sketchy. Like, you're single-engine, you know, maintenance. You don't always have x-rays of all your equipment as frequently as you do with passenger airliners. You also have, you're more susceptible to weather. And the number of times, you know, Kobe Bryant going down in a helicopter. Mm-hmm. You know, guys in my unit, every single one of us was in a helicopter crash at some point in time in our career. Like, it's, I think they did it in Zero Dark 30, I think is what the movie was. It was kind of a joke, and I laughed at it. And then I was like, there's a line in there where they get, there's a new troop in there on SEAL Team 6, and troop commander goes, raise your hand if you've been in a helicopter crash. Everyone raises their hand except for the young kid, and it's like, yeah, dog, you're around long enough, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't love flying, and I'm getting worse and worse as I get older. When we're up in the air, I seem to be okay. Coming down, I'm all right. Going up.
Takeoff gets you, huh?
Takeoff gets me.
I was asleep. I didn't sleep much on any of the flights. I was asleep on all of our takeoffs.
Yeah, and so those guys are professionals, and if I get the heebie-jeebs from professionals, let's just put it this way. If I know you, I'm not getting in a plane with you.
I've mentioned this before on air.
Because I don't know how many, I don't know any commercial pilots.
Don't ever do this. A buddy of mine, he's an F-22 pilot, is an incredible pilot. His dad was an A-10 pilot in the Gulf War, whole family of pilots. We did what's called paper chasing, and we were in a Piper Cub single-engine aircraft. And you take a roll of toilet paper, again, allegedly, a long time ago.
Allegedly.
And you drop it out the window, and you let it unroll. And you go up, cut the engine, chase it back down, start the engine back up, cut it up, and you just keep doing that up and down, stalling it out.
That's such a hard pass, dude. That is such a hard pass.
Well, here's the thing. In order to get rated, you actually do have to do all those things. Not the paper chasing, but you have to recover from a stall.
You have to basically be able to do that.
Yeah. So, and because I don't know if you ever, it's terrifying to listen to. I don't know if you ever listened to like black box audio.
No,
they play it on the news and stuff like that.
Try not to.
But a lot of times what you'll hear is you will hear guys be very calm because you have to be calm in that situation. Right. You have to go through your processes. You have to go through your checks. It's the only way you have a chance.
RIP Greg Biffle.
Yeah, it sucks.
You know, Payne Stewart died in a car crash. Plane crash. John Denver died in a plane crash. Roy Halladay. The Big Bopper, Richie Valens and Buddy Holly. Stevie Ray Vaughan and most of the Allman Brothers crew. Let's see. Otis Redding.
Yeah, a bunch of Skynyrd, too, right?
Leonard Skynyrd.
Tiny planes, man. I'm telling you.
It's a crazy thing. Harrison Ford, he's crashed like 35 times.
Yeah, I mean, if you fly a lot, and especially if you fly in areas, you know, in California where you've got crazy winds and stuff like that, or if you're, you know, Kobe's was a fog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It happens.
Anthony Richardson cleared to practice.
What was it? It was damage to his eye socket?
Something, I think so. I've forgotten about Anthony Richardson because that guy sucks and I'm never going to have to worry about him. So I've given up on him. I wonder if he'll see any playing time. Like if the Colts get eliminated, do they send Philip back to wherever he is, Alabama, Mississippi, to coach high school and then Richardson comes in?
Did you see the Colts game this weekend was the highest rated Colts game in the last 5 years?
Really?
Phillip Rivers, baby. Draw the numbers.
Philly Rivers.
Big draw, Phil.
And Tarek Skubal joins Team USA.
Oh.
I'm very, very excited about that. I can't wait to get my Team USA hat.
You mean the Dodgers?
I'm going to get my Team USA hat and support my squad for the World Baseball Classic. That's going to do it for us. One more for the road. It'll
for
be
you.
Duck Insider. Duck Insider next.
Days.
And then Fan Happy Hour. But then it'll be no primetime today. And it will be Seahawks and Rams live from Seattle. That'll do it for us. For Danny Morang, Jeff Rust, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.